Welcome to Lobby Comply Pod from State and Federal Communications, your source for lobbying, compliance, ethics, campaign finance, and election news from across the country.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth Bartz. I am President and CEO of State and Federal Communications. I am so excited that we are sitting down to talk about our 30th anniversary. State and Federal Communications began 30 years ago after I had already worked 10 years at a company called State and Federal Associates. I had been looking for an opportunity to move back to Akron, Ohio, and they were trying to find somebody to take my place at State and Federal Associates, which, of course, you know, wasn't possible to replace me. So they gave me an opportunity to buy my department for more money than I paid for anything in my life. So I liked the department so much, I bought it. Sort of like that Victor Kiam guy from Remington Razor. He liked the company so much, he bought it. I liked what I was doing so much, I bought the department. Moving to Akron was relatively easy decision for me to make. I grew up in Warren, Ohio, and I use the reference of Warren was like going back to Baby Bear, and Cleveland was Papa Bear. So one was too big, one was too small. Akron was just right. I had relatives here, and it was the perfect city to move into. It was twice as large as Alexandria, Virginia, where I was from, and it was the perfect next step up. There are so many challenges to small business owners. Whatever's going on, it's just not in the substance of what you do, but it's also in how you do it. So the internet had not been created 30 years ago, or if it was, I didn't know about it. But shortly after I started the company, I heard about this World Wide Web and some super info highway and realized I needed to get on that. And that was a huge challenge to convert everything we had been printing, to stuff it up on some cloud to send to people. Also running a business with government. The government has a lot to say about how you run your business. And so as our business has grown, I have had to follow more and more business regulations. And I'm not going to say that they just automatically send you a letter saying you have to do this. You have to go out and look for that information so that you're doing what you need to do. You know, before Al Gore created the internet and I had to depend on people to respond to phone calls or mailings that I sent, it was all part of the process. So we had to do an update to our guidebooks and I had to send out what we had in the guidebook, send it to whoever was in charge of ethics in that state and ask them to take a look at it for me because I didn't have a quick way of getting there to get that information. And I really wasn't traveling to all 50 states to obtain it. So I have a lot of respect for the people in the states who, in the early part of our business, really helped keep the corporate community in compliance and providing me that information. When we were a loose leaf publication, our lobbying publication, when I started, was two volumes, and it was two volumes of a binder that was 2 inches high. Okay, that's a lot of poundage. By the time we ended it, we were at 3 or 4 binders. The political contributions book, when I first started, was just a summary. It was a 1-inch binder that we sent to our clients. And when I moved here, I made the decision to make it as thorough as the lobbying law publication, where we provided the statutes and the forms and everything else people needed. The problem was, if somebody got both, there was always somebody who took our update and accidentally put it in the wrong book. So we fixed it. We helped these people. But after a while, we started putting like red for the lobbying law, green for political contributions, right on the front going, these go in your green binder, these go in your red binder. I I believe our website looks fabulous because you can go on it and you can look up any state you want, the federal government, more than 300 municipalities. We've also expanded to cover international. We started with Canada. We have been including Canada in our guidebooks for 15 years now. And now we're looking at the European Union and Great Britain, which, you know, used to be in the European Union. And I think this past year we just added New Zealand. So we really are trying to get more international information onto our website because our clients are involved in more than just the United States now. I get asked a lot about when I feel I made it. I don't think I have, because if I had, I probably would have retired already. I wouldn't show up to work every day, but I do. I show up to work every day, and I am here because we are still a small business based in Akron, Ohio, with an office in Washington, D.C., and I have more than 40 employees here that need to be paid, and I can't just sit at home and live off of, you know, the work I've done. So I don't know if I'm ever going to feel that I made it. The company has a very good reputation out in the industry, but I'm not stopping. So the offices of State and Federal Communications are based in Akron, Ohio. We don't have a lot of clients that come walking down South Summit Street to see us. So it's important that I go out there and I attend many conferences to see our clients, to see our friends, to answer any questions that they might have about using our services. And I think it's important that they have that face-to-face communication with a lot of people at this company. It isn't just Elizabeth Bartz. There are 43 people here right now, and I feel it's important that they get to know as many people as possible here. But my favorite part of going to conferences is really meeting up with our clients, having that face-to-face, and that they know they can call me if they have any questions. And, you know, occasionally somebody comes up and has an issue, so I pull them aside into the confessional so they can share what happened and how we might be able to help them. I am going to say I'm very proud of this company, that we have great respect in the industry. So when I go to a conference, people know and have heard of State and Federal Communications. I take a lot of calls from people who say, you work with so-and-so, we need that help now. So I like that we have a great reputation out there of being that helper. 2023 is a great year for State and Federal Communications. First, we have our 30th anniversary, but we're doing large business things too. We're moving our offices to another building here in Akron, Ohio, where we will all be on one floor instead of four different quadrants on two floors. We are moving from 19,000 square feet to 27,000 square feet. I'm doing everything in the next 5 years to help the company move on and stay vital in the future. When I look at my professional career, I really don't know what else I was going to do. I loved this subject matter that I was doing, helping lobbyists understand what they had to do. And we work with so many people now that have moved from different companies, and we still work with them. They bring us with them. You know, when they go to the interview, they're asking, who does your lobbying reports? Because they want to make sure that they have us with them as they're doing work for a new company. So I don't know if there was anything else I would have rather been doing. I think a lot of people think about having different types of businesses. I'm just trying to grow one business. And what else can we do to be of service to corporate and trade association government relations folks? I'm very grateful for what has been given to me and what I've been able to provide to every employee who has ever walked through our door and to the communities that we are a part of, here in Akron and in Washington, D.C. We're not done yet. So look forward to what we offer in the future.
Thanks for listening to Lobby Comply Pod from State and Federal Communications. For more news, visit lobbycomply.com. To learn more about how we can guide you along the road to compliance, visit stateandfed.com. Lobby Comply Pod is produced by Joe May and John Spontarelli.